It's Election Day, and as Baton Rouge Advocate columnist Danny Heitman asked in a recent op-ed for the Christian Science Monitor, do we know what Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are reading? He says it can give us insight into how they think. Danny is at WRKF in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, you cite President John F. Kennedy, who read Barbara Tuchman's The Guns of August just a few months before the Cuban Missile Crisis. Remind us, what was The Guns of August about, and how did he say? I mean, he said this shaped his thinking. How so?
Barbara Tuchman's The Guns of August was a cautionary tale. It was a history about World War I and about how a series of political miscalculations had actually led up to the outbreak of war. And we know from firsthand accounts inside the White House that during the missile crisis, Kennedy actually referred to Tuchman's book, and he said, I don't want us to have a replay of what happened during World War I, as was told in Barbara Tuchman's book. I want us to try to de-escalate this crisis.
Yeah, he referred to the guns of August and said, I don't want to have the missiles of October written about me.
Right, and that really struck me as pretty profound evidence that what presidents read can indeed affect their presidency. We know that from previous presidents. We know that John Adams, his reading of the classics and of Greek and Roman political commentators really shaped how he went about forming his presidency. We know that Jefferson also looked to the precedents established by classic Greek and Roman commentators in formulating his presidency. And so what a president reads can indeed affect how he leads.
Well, you remind us, John Adams read Cicero in Latin and Thucydides in Greek. So he was not just reading, he was quite an intellect. Historian David McCullough points out Harry Truman was a great reader, Teddy Roosevelt a fan of John James Audubon, and we know how much Teddy Roosevelt was a fan of the wilderness. Maybe he was drawn to Audubon because of that, or maybe he became a wilderness fan because of Audubon.
Teddy Roosevelt actually read Audubon's Birds of America when he was a child, and there's a considerable amount of evidence that this really did help shape his attitude toward wilderness and deepened his passion for protecting the wilderness. You know, I also think it's important that presidents read not only for education, but I think it's important for them to read for diversion. I'm heartened to think that JFK was a big fan of the James Bond novels. And there was a story in the New York Times on Monday, profile of Mitt Romney, that mentioned that in addition to reading Mornings on Horseback, which is a David McCulloch biography of Teddy Roosevelt, that he's also reading The Faithful Spy, which is a spy thriller. So I think it's great for presidents to have a varied reading diet, but I do think it's important for them to read while they're in the White House.
Oh, it's important for everybody to read for learning, but also for, as you said, to get yourself out of your own head on occasion. But you mentioned the current candidate and president. And I'm wondering, you know, you write President Obama has read Doris Goodwin's book on Lincoln, Team of Rivals. In addition to the books you listed, Mitt Romney has read George W. Bush's White House memoir, Decision Points. At least they say. You know, we live in an age where do we trust what the candidates, what the president's staff says they're reading? Because everything has been so manipulated.
I'm going to make a confession to you. I don't read every book that I buy. And so the fact that I have it under my arm doesn't necessarily mean that I've finished it. And so I do think that there's a good bit of speculation on what presidents are reading that may or may not actually reflect reality.
But it sounds like you're also saying aspiration counts, you know?
It does. You know, most of our literacy initiatives that have come from the White House have been literacy initiatives that have been advanced by first ladies. We had Barbara Bush, who was a big pro-literacy advocate. Also, the later Mrs. Bush.
Yeah, Laura Bush had been a librarian.
Absolutely, and that is all well and good, but I do think that if we want to be a reading nation and we want to encourage reading among children and grown-ups alike, there is a lot to be said for seeing a president get off of Air Force One and have a book under his arm.
Do you have any suggestions? Is there something you'd like to see both President Obama and candidate Mitt Romney read?
This is a very busy job, the presidency, and if I were advising a president on what to read, I would suggest poetry. You can read a Robert Frost poem in a minute or two, and that poem will stay with you like a pleasant ring in the ears for the rest of the week. It gives you a lot to think about, but it's something that you can read in a very brief time. I would also encourage presidents to read just a good novel, any novel. I mean, I'm a fan of Nabokov, but I think novels can help cultivate a sense of empathy, which is something that you certainly want in a president. And finally, we do have a history of presidents reading presidential history. That's important because not many people get to be president. If you're an engineer, you can talk to a lot of other engineers about what it's like to be an engineer. There's not that many people who've been president, and so I think it is useful for presidents to read how other presidents perform their duties.
It's that whole you're damned to repeat history if you don't know it kind of
exactly.
Idea.
Exactly.
Danny Heitman, columnist for the Baton Rouge Advocate, also author of A Summer of Birds, John James Audubon at Oakley House. Danny, thanks so much.
Thank you.